It's 3rd and 6 for St. Clairsville from their own 40-yard line to start the second quarter action here on the Bordas and Bordas High School Football Game of the Week. This will be a handoff to Kolb, who tries to stutter step and bounce his way to the left side. He will be tackled right at the numbers and close to the line to gain, which was their own 46-yard line. And we'll see if the refs want to give him the first down. And looks like he's going to be inches short here.
Yeah, they're going to bring out the chain gang on this one. This one is very, very close, Corey, but I'm in agreement with you. I think it is a little bit short from a naked eye, but it's going to be close.
Corey Kluger with you alongside Kyle Patrick for this action here at Red Devil Stadium, with South Range leading 13-0 and proving why they are undefeated on the season. As the chain gang makes their way over to the near sideline, St. Clairsville now going from right to left on your radio dial in this second quarter, as the final verdict from the chain gang... First down by literally the edge of the football. That's about as close as you can get right there.
Absolutely. Very, very close that time. And St. Clairsville gets a break that they desperately needed in this game, because they need to get something going offensively and try to answer to one of these South Range scores.
And they convert for the first time on third down. They're now one for four in third down situations. So a fresh set of downs for St. Clairsville, as it's 1st and 10 for them from their own 46-yard line with 11:50 left in the second quarter, and with the Red Devils trailing at the moment 13-0. St. C. checking the wristbands, getting the play. Lining back up in the big boy formation with a pistol look, and Bober out wide to the left. This will be a handoff to Kolb up the middle. Tries to shake a tackle, but to no avail. Trying to see who the first man there was. That was number 26, Brennan Toy. And Kolb is only able to get a gain of 2 on the play.
Yeah, now Justin Hatherington's going to check in and get into that backfield, as Brittany Kolb will take a rest. And we'll see if Justin in the backfield can maybe provide a spark to this Red Devil offense,
as he has been the spark plug for said offense all season long. 2nd and 8 coming up here for St. Clairsville from their own 48-yard line. Ball spotted in the middle of the field. Out of the big boy. Ball is snapped. Carruthers hands off to Hetherington. Makes a cut to the left. Finds a hole. Gets a first down and a little bit more as he gets into South Range territory inside the 40 and out to the 38 or 39-yard line.
Exactly what St. Clairsville needed. They needed a change of pace in the backfield. And Brady Kolb just not having a whole lot of room to run. And that time, Justin Hetherington uses his speed to bust out a big run.
As on 1st and 10 from the South Range 39, Hetherington gets the call again, and he'll muscle his way up the middle for a gain of 3. So this will be 2nd and 7 coming up here for St. C. from the South Range 36-yard line, as there is now 10:40 left in the second quarter, rolling clock, and St. C. trailing South Range 13-0. Ball spotted on the near side hash marks as St. Clairsville looks over to their sideline for the play call. And lining back up in the big boy formation with Bober out wide to the left. Carruthers hands off to Hetherington once more, tries to squeeze through the hole on the right side, bounces off the O lineman, is able to find some space along the near sideline, inside the 20, 10, 5, and into the end zone for the Red Devil touchdown.
What a job by Justin Hetherington. He looked like he was stopped right at about the line of scrimmage and able to get away from the big pack there right in the middle of the field and bust it out wide and use his huge speed advantage on the linebacker to get open space, and down the sideline he went.
Great patience there by Hetherington, not going down after he bounced off the offensive lineman, able to make the quick decision to swing it out to the near sideline, and able to put St. C. on the board here as Jake Bolyard is on to attempt the PAT with Craig Bober into hold. As the ball is snapped, hold is down, kick is up, and it is good. 10:08 left in the second quarter. It won't be a shutout for South Range, though they still lead St. Clairsville now 13-7 on the Bordas and Bordas High School Football Game of the Week on KISS 95.7. Number 33, Anthony DeLucia, gets ready to kick off for South Range. It's Kyle Storer and Justin Hetherington back deep to return, though this is going to be a short kick that finds the hands of Bober after a one-hopper over on the far sideline, and he'll take it out to the 35-yard line. So that's where St. Clairsville will start this second half of play. And that second half kickoff brought to you by your local Domino's. If you're still hungry, folks, call your local Domino's for your hot and fresh pizza, subs, wings, and dessert.
Yeah, Craig Bober, you saw him fielding the punt right there. You heard him fielding the punt right there. And a guy that St. C's got to try to get involved on this offense. He had a chance to make a leaping catch earlier in the first half, and see if they try to target him here in the second half.
St. Clairsville going from right to left on your radio dial in this third quarter. When South Range gets a ball, they'll go from left to right. St. Clairsville lining up in the big boy formation over on the far side hash marks with Bober out wide on the left. 11:54 left in the third quarter after the kickoff return. Looks like Kolb in the backfield, and he will receive the handoff up the middle, and he's going to struggle a little bit as he muscles his way across the line of scrimmage, but only gets a gain of one. Looked like Brian Robinson, the first man there for South Range.
Yeah, South Range has just done an unbelievable job on Kolb here this evening, really limiting his yards per carry.
Kolb is now up to 9 carries for 22 yards on this game thus far. As it's 2nd and 9 for St. Clairsville from their own 36-yard line. Out of the big boy. Another handoff to Kolb. Gets one block from the fullback Buckus. Is able to shake one ankle tackle and rumbles his way out to the St. C 49-yard line.
That's the Brady Kolb that we're used to seeing night after night here at the Red Devil Stadium as he breaks his first big, big run of the night. That time getting to the outside and bowling over a couple guys.
A 13-yard gain on the play there. It'll give St. Clairsville a 1st and 10 at their own 49-yard line. 11-11 left here in the third quarter. Clock didn't stop at 11-11, so don't make the wish. But 1st and 10 here for St. C. As out of the big boy, Carruthers will fake the handoff and swing out to the left side. But right there to pounce in the backfield is Anello Bazzacco.
Yeah, Bazzacco gets it done on both sides of the field. That time not fooled on the quarterback keeper coming out of the option play. And nowhere to go for Dustin Carruthers, but right to Bazzacco.
So a 2-yard loss on the play on the keeper by Carruthers. It's 2nd and 12 coming up for St. C. from their own 47-yard line. Ball spotted over on the near hash marks as St. C. looks over to the near sideline to get the play call. Now the big boy once more. This is now a handoff to Hetherington. He'll try to take it out to the right side, but another loss on the play here. This time it's Josh Steer in on the tackle as he swings down Hetherington by the waist.
Yeah, South Range is daring St. Clairsville to throw the football. St. Clairsville had no success at all. Only 5 yards passing for Carruthers in the first half, and South Range is just going to load that box in all second half long until St. Clairsville airs it out.
Hetherington with a 36-yard touchdown run in the first half, but a rough start to the second half as a 5-yard loss on the play sets up what should be a 3rd and 17 for St. Clairsville from their own 42-yard line. They have to get to the South Range 41 to keep this drive alive. As Carruthers fakes the handoff, rolls to his left, is getting pressure. Now throws to the far side, flat, complete to Justin Hetherington. Gets one block and is able to spin out of one tackle, and he's able to convert as he gets past the South Range 41 to the South Range 40 for a fresh set of downs.
Yeah, Justin Hetherington, the spark plug to this offense tonight. They had the big run for the touchdown in the first quarter, and now a nice screen pass as Justin Carruthers was under heavy pressure, able to get that one off to him and get the huge gain on third down.
An 18-yard gain on the pitch and catch from Carruthers to Hetherington. Actually make that a 19-yard gain on the play as they are marking it at the South Range 39-yard line, but nonetheless, it's a fresh set of downs. On a handoff to Kolb on the left side, he's going to rumble his way out to around the 34-yard line at South Range, it looks like.
Yeah, and St. Clairsville needs to keep Kolb in there and keep him pounding up the middle because South Range is all over those outside runs right now. Keep everything in the middle of the field.
So quickly lining up here for the 2nd and 5. It's another handoff to Kolb. Tries to get out to the right side, but is only going to get about a gain of 2 on the play here.
And again, I would imagine that this is 2-down territory for St. Clairsville at this area of the field, so should have 2 tries at this one.
St. C. in the hurry up here. 3rd and 3, though they stop now to get the play call from the near sideline. So 3rd and 3 coming up for St. Clairsville from the South Range 32-yard line. 8:43 left in the third quarter with St. C. trailing at the moment 21-7. Carruthers fakes the handoff, will keep it himself. Bouncing out to the left, but at the last minute throws at the line of scrimmage and completes the pass to Craig Dober, who walks his way into the end zone for the Red Devil touchdown.
And that's what we were waiting for, Dustin Carruthers, to make a play all night long, make a play, make a play. That time he rolled out on the play action and looked like he was going to run it and keep it for himself for the first down, but at the very last second, and I mean the very last second, he was very close to crossing over that line of scrimmage. It looked like he might have. But no flags on the field. It looks legal, but still an unbelievable job by Carruthers.
So Carruthers fooling the both of us as he had some open field in front of him, and it looked like he was going to keep it, but Carruthers said, psych, and threw it deep over to Bober, and Bober was able to do the rest. A 32-yard touchdown pass from Carruthers to Bober. That connection getting going again here after taking 2 weeks off, and Bolyard is able to drill the extra point through. 8:32 left in the third quarter. South Range now leads St. Clairsville 21-14 on the Bordas and Bordas High School Football Game of the Week on KISS 95.7. DeLucia delivers a low arcing kick that takes 3 bounces before it lands in the hands of Kyle Storer, and he takes it out to the St. C. 30-yard line. So that's where the Red Devils will take over on offense with 7:04 left in the third quarter. They'll look to have similar success that they had in their last possession maybe getting the touchdown here, but for the moment, they trail 27-14. As they get the play call from the near sideline, ball spotted along the far side hash marks, I should say, as Kolb will struggle to get a gain of two, maybe three on the play on a run up the middle.
Yeah, we were able to see Brady Kolb get it going a little bit more efficiently on that last drive for the Red Devils that ended up in 6 points, and Brady Kolb a factor in that, able to get some successful runs to open up the passing game for Carruthers to Bober.
A two-yard gain on the play on the run by Kolb, so second and eight coming up here for St. C. from their own 32-yard line. They're looking to respond after a five-play, 64-yard drive for South Range, ending in a three-yard Anello Bazzacco touchdown run as Hetherington leaps up along the near side, gets a shot from Brennan Toy, but is still able to hold on to the ball. He's going to be coming off of the field here as he is shaken up, but nonetheless, tremendous effort there by Hetherington to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, Corey, how in the heck did he hang on to that thing? He took a shot. Hopefully he's all right and able to get back in the game. He's getting the 10-2 right now, but wow, unbelievable job by Justin Hetherington.
A bit of a shot to the stomach right there as on first and 10 from the 50, Brady Kolb will swing it out to the left side, get into South Range territory after a gain of three, and looks like after a tackle by Anello Bazzacco. So this will be second and 7 coming up for St. C. from the South Range 47-yard line with 5:52 left here in the third quarter. As out of the big boy formation, another handoff to Kolb, finds some space along the right side. Stiff arms one man, but cannot shake Anello Bazzacco as Kolb brings it out to the South Range 32, but nonetheless, another first down for St. C.
Great run that time by Brady Kolb, and St. C's trying to get this thing moving quick.
And they line up quickly for the first and 10 from the South Range 32. Kolb gets inside the South Range 30 and out to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, Corey, we do want to mention, hopefully Hetherington just had his wind knocked out of him there, and for that quick injury report brought to you by Wheeling Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring.
So second and 7 here for St. Clairsville from the South Range 29-yard line. Out of the big boy once more. Kolb not as successful on this carry, as right there to meet him in the backfield, tackling him by the shoulder pads, is Peyton Remish.
Yeah, good job by Peyton Remish to get to the backfield and get to Kolb before he could get anything going right at the line of scrimmage. Actually lost some yards that time.
A 2-yard loss on the play, so Kolb trying to catch fire, but Remish was having none of it. As this will be 3rd and 9 here for St. Clairsville from the South Range 31-yard line. St. Clairsville is 4-for-8 thus far on third down. St. C. getting the play call and checking the wristbands. They will line up in the big boy formation and get ready for the 7th play of the drive that started back at their own 30-yard line. With Bober out wide to the left. Chest-high snap. Carruthers drops back about a 5-step drop. Throws deep over the middle looking for Bober. Complete right at the goal line and into the end zone for the Red Devil touchdown.
Yeah, just a jump ball that time. And Carruthers has a beautiful ball down the field. And boy, as he came out to play here in the second half. So far for the Red Devils, he throws a beautiful pass and throw it to the big man, Craig Bober, his favorite target, and let him go up and get the ball. Again, Craig Bober, 6'4", and he just reaches up and brings down a terrific touchdown catch.
Bober able to reach over Anello Bazzacco. Great coverage by Bazzacco, but just an even better effort by Bober to leap up higher, though he really doesn't have to with his height. As Jake Bolyard onto attempt the PAT, though it looks like maybe Alec Ballantyne getting a little jumpy for South Range, so this will move the PAT up.
Make it a little.
And the penalty is declined, so the PAT will stay where it is at the South Range 3.
Yep, and Bolyard's been so effective since coming on here, kicking these extra points for the Red Devils.
Subbing in for another senior, Matt Greenwood, who was knocked out with an injury back in Week 3, as Bolyard is able to knock the PAT through. So with 4:34 left here in the third quarter, St. C. able to answer back, but they still trail in this game. South Range with the lead, 27-21. On 4th and 4, South Range kept the offense out on the field, and on an end around, or reverse, I should say, by Matthias Combs, he's able to keep the South Range drive alive. It's 1st and 10 for the Raiders from the St. C. 25-yard line with 3:42 left here in the fourth quarter, and with South Range trying to preserve a victory here as they're on top, 39-28. On a handoff out of the pistol, it's Remish getting out to around the 20-yard line. Looks like he's inside it, though. Or no, he's right at the 20-yard line. So 5-yard gain on the play. And South Range back in the Sport Your Colors red zone. Again, like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter, both at Sport Your Colors.
Yeah, and you got to figure out, you got to try to see when St. Clair's is going to want to start using their timeouts, and they got all three left and not using one here.
3:14 left here in the fourth quarter. As this will be second and five for South Range from the Saints C-20. They line up in the shotgun. Three receiver set with two to the right and a tight end to the right as well. A chest-high snap for Bazzacco. He hands it off to Remish, but stuffing him right at the line of scrimmage is Brady Kolb, and looks like joining in at the last second was Kyle Stewart.
Yep, and there's timeout number one by St. Clairsville being used here with 2:56 left in the game. So let's see how St. Clairsville will respond to that and see if they can get another stop.
So both teams with two timeouts right here, and while they talk things over, there's this really cool story involving South Range wide receiver and defensive back Brendan Miller. Saw the story during my game prep over the course of the week. There was a time early in his life where football seemed impossible for Brendan. He was born 5 weeks early with an intestinal blockage, scarred lungs, and a club foot as a result of having been born with cerebral palsy. After multiple surgeries, Brendan's future in sports was still in a bit of doubt because doctors told him not to do so, but he ended up playing baseball and soccer. However, football was his passion. You see him as a senior on your roster sheet, and that passion and desire clearly resonates with South Range.
Yeah, that's a great story, Corey, and good for that young man to be able to get himself on the football
Amen.
Field, and great to see him out there and on the roster sheet as well, and I'm sure that's a dream come true for him, and what a moment.
A great young man and a great team in general in South Range is out of the timeout. It'll be third and five for the Raiders from the St. C 20-yard line. They line up in the shotgun. Three receiver set with two to the left and a tight end to the right. And looks like South Range was able to make St. C jump.
Yep, and that's
offside on the defense.
It's going to give them a free first down, and that might just do it here today, Corey, or tonight.
So with that 5-yard penalty, like you said there, Kyle, South Range gets a free first down. It's first and 10 for the Raiders from the St. C 15-yard line. This coming with 2:56 left here in the fourth quarter. And things look better for South Range here as they try to preserve a 39-28 lead. We'll see if they're able to tack on to that, though. As they break the huddle and line up in the shotgun, three receiver set with two to the right and a tight end to the left. Remish to the left of Bazzacco. He is not going to receive the handoff. Bazzacco keeps it himself and gets it out close to the line to gain, which was the St. C 5, though it looks like they're going to mark him inches short.
Yeah, and Bazzacco, tricky for this defense to figure out, and it's tricky for Corey now to figure out his name.
Clearly.
As the night keeps going on.
We know it's Bazzacco, but for some reason I keep wanting to say Bazzacco.
The brain just wants to trick us. I keep wanting to say
Bazzacco. But Anello Bazzacco takes it out to the St. C 6-yard line for second and inches from the St. C 6 for South Range. As receiving the handoff is Remish, bounces out to the right side, almost able to keep the forward momentum going into the end zone, but he will be stopped at the 1-yard line after getting tripped up maybe by Luke Watt, but nonetheless, this will be first and goal for South Range from the St. C 1.
Yeah, it looked like he just lost his footing there, so he might have got a little bit too happy seeing that end zone wide open and stumbled over his own 2 feet, or he might have got tripped by Luke Watt, but nonetheless, it's going to bring up a very, very short down distance here.
Clock starts rolling again after the first down. It's first and goal for South Range from the St. C 1. 1:40 left in the fourth quarter as South Range lines up in the shotgun. Three receiver set with two to the right. It's Remish to the right of Bazzacco as he will receive the handoff and gets tackled in the backfield, tripped up by number 16 for St. Clairsville by Dustin Sirkanic. And St. C calls their second timeout of the first half with 1:25 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and trying to hang in this thing, Corey, but South Range just keeps making play after play offensively, and St. Clairsville, they're trying to give themselves a chance here very late in this game.
So St. C with one timeout remaining here in the second half. South Range has two timeouts left here in this second half. And unfortunately, no field goals to speak of in this game, but field goals this year are sponsored by S&S Motorsports, your new motorsports specialty store with sales in ATVs, dirt bikes, and much more. S&S Motorsports on Colerain Pike, just outside of Martins Ferry.
And Corey, and you got to think St. Clairsville just got to come up with a couple stops and try to get the ball back, but you got to think here, a touchdown for South Range is going to more than not put this thing away here with only a buck 25 remaining. And
yeah, a touchdown would definitely be the final nail in the coffin right there as both teams are back out on the field after the St. C timeout. South Range getting ready for the 13th play of the drive, the longest drive of this game so far, which started back at the South Range 36-yard line. South Range will line up in the shotgun. As a matter of fact, it was a loss of one on the last play. So this will be second and goal from the St. C 2 for the Raiders. They line up in the shotgun with two receivers to the left, one to the right, and a tight end to the left. Ball spotted along the right hash marks. Blazacco receives the snap. He's going to keep it himself, fool the defense, and rummage his way into the end zone for the Raiders touchdown.
Yep, but he's done all night long. Why not finish on that note? Just the read option, and he keeps it up the middle for an easy score. His third rushing touchdown of the game. Give the kid the hat trick.
So a 2-yard touchdown run by Blazacco. And like I just got done saying a few seconds ago, that is the nail in the coffin as South Range is well on their way to improving to 9-0 on the season. As Anthony DeLucia will step back, take a couple steps to his left, and get ready for this PAT with Blazacco in on the hole. Bit of a high snap, but he gets it down. Kick is up, and it is good. 1:22 left here in the fourth quarter, and South Range extends their lead to 46-28.